We are now joined on stage here by none other than Jesse Owuji, who is a United States Naval officer, a NASCAR driver, raced in the ARCA race last night, and you saved people from burning vehicles. Big resume there. Question of the hour, I think everybody has on their mind. Just walk us through what happened on Sunday night.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone says it's heroic. For me, honestly, it's just being a good person. At the end of the day, I think we can all do what happened that day. It's nothing Superman, nothing like that. I was just driving back from Sonoma Raceway. We raced the K&N race that weekend. Had a decent run, finished top 15, and then, stayed to watch the Cup race that weekend. And after that, had a six-hour drive back home, and it was probably about hour five or so, about an hour away from home. I saw a minivan stopped on the side of the road with about a family of four standing by it, and they were kind of going in and out of the van. And underneath, I saw a lot of fluid leaking from the motor, and there was a small little fire that began to light. And just from my background, just military and also racing, we all know that flammable fluids can ignite pretty quick and start a huge fire pretty quick. So just instinctively, I just stopped on the side of the road and I ran over to them. And first thought, just being in the Navy, they teach us shipmate self. So save the ship. So I'm thinking the minivan, okay, let's get this minivan out of this liquid so it doesn't catch on fire. And I run to the back of it and I'm trying to pull this thing back, but it wasn't getting into neutral or anything like that, so that didn't work. And then my next thought was let's get everybody away from this vehicle because, we're in California. California wildfires with brush can start pretty quick. So we got away. We probably got about 20, 30 yards away. I turn around, and then the motor just ignites, just turns into this ball of fiery flame just in the motor. And then that moves back to the driver's seat area, to the back seat area. Next thing you know, it gets to the fuel cell, and that was it. The thing just erupts into this huge burning flame. And I'm just watching, and I'm like, wow, that is nuts. And then from there, it started having these little mini firework explosions because little things were just starting to ignite all over it. And that's sending fire now into the dry brush that was right next to it. And I don't know if any of you have driven through I-5 and seen how basically everything is super dry. It's in LeBec area, right through the Grapevine. Next thing I was thinking was we're about to start another wildfire here. Luckily, fire department did get there in the nick of time and put it out before it lit a lot of stuff on fire, but grass did basically start burning. And, the big thing for the weekend was, just thinking hey, anyone can stop and help and get this family out of the way. I don't really truly know that they knew what was about to happen because when I did get there on the scene, literally people were still in the vehicle and, they're trying to take stuff out. They just thought maybe my motor blew. I just got to get stuff out of the car and call a tow truck. But little did they know that this thing was about to erupt into this fiery flame. And if someone got stuck in that vehicle, like an elderly person, maybe they're trying to stay out of the heat because it's hot. That could have been their grave. And the sad part about it was during this entire time, I think maybe only one other person actually stopped to try to figure out what was going on. I-5 is a very busy highway, and for all the trucks, all the cars that passed by, not a single other person decided to stop to help. That was a little bit worrying. So that's why I put the video out on social media just to tell people that, hey, be human, be good. If you see someone in need, stop and help them. We can do anything. We can call the police. We can see if they need a ride somewhere or something like that. And that's really the main reason I put the video out on social media.
Well, we're glad you did. We're going to open the floor for questions. We'll start with Lee, and we'll work our way around.
Can you give us a little background on the family? Because I think you said in your interview there was a family of four or something, or what they were doing, and did they have any idea about your background with NASCAR and service?
So yeah, the entire time I didn't let them know anything about my NASCAR stuff. I probably had I did have a sponsorship shirt on and hat and all that stuff, but they had no clue that I drove a NASCAR. I didn't want to I didn't feel like at that time I needed to say anything about that. It was a family of four. They were foreign. They were Asian. The father that I communicated with the most, he didn't really speak English that well, but he at least understood when I was like, everyone needs to get away. But basically a father, a wife, and there was two kids. One of them looked like a teenager. The other one was probably about 7 years old or so. The big thing was just, trying to communicate with them, hey, we need to get out of here. I know you have stuff still in the vehicle, but the most important thing right now is to make sure everyone is safe. And the funny thing is afterwards, when the fire department finally got there and the police, we walked through everything, we talked to them about what happened, and then finally, they let me go, and, I started heading home. I go probably about 15, 20 minutes down the road, and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even ask them if they needed a ride somewhere. These guys are probably on a road trip. So for those of you who've driven through there, there's not a lot of U-turns. So I spent about 45 minutes to an hour getting back around to where the original spot was. Got back there, and right when I got there, the tow truck had already picked up the melted vehicle, and everyone was gone. But I was like, well, at least I tried. At least I tried to see if I could at least help out again and see if I could give these guys a ride home, because, you know, it kind of sucks. I mean, you're on a road trip, and your only vehicle literally just burnt to the ground. So, you know, wish I could have helped.
Jerry
Jordan, KickingTheTires.net, Performance Racing Network. You're kind of in the right place at the right time. I mean, when you go home and you think about this, and you're just like, you know, what goes through your head? You're just like, wow, if I wouldn't have been there, you don't know what could have happened.
Yeah, that's kind of what was going through my mind. I'm like, man, you know, did God want me to be right here at this right time? Maybe if I wasn't there, maybe, you know, maybe they do get away from the vehicle. Maybe it catches on fire, no one's hurt or nothing. Or maybe, you know, I drive by, I look at it, and I'm like, oh, they probably got it, and there's an elderly person stuck in the vehicle, you know, who can't get out because, you know, for whatever reason, and no one knows. There's a lot of things that could have happened, but I just know, just being human and being humane, that, you know, if you see something going wrong, all of us should stop and try to figure out how we can help. It doesn't take, you know, that long. I think the whole thing from start to finish was maybe an hour or so before I finally got out of there. Yeah, you know, I really wanted to get home. Yes, it was a very long drive. But in the day, if I went home and in the back of my mind thinking, did this family get out of there okay? Are they okay? It would have been bothering me. So, you know, it's just a second nature thing. Just go help and just, you know, see what you can do to help someone get out of a bad situation.
Additional questions for Jesse? We'll go to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Have you heard from the family since then? And do you plan to be in contact with them again?
I have not. I didn't exchange information with them. My big thing was just to go there and help. So I didn't really exchange information. I probably could have, should have, but at that time I wasn't thinking of like, you know, my racing background or letting them know, hey, you know, I race. I'm going to be racing next weekend. My big thing was just helping. So, you know, if I ever run into them again one day, that'd be cool. I don't know if I ever will. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think they're very appreciative of the help. You know, when I left, they all thanked me. And they're like, thank you so much for stopping and helping, because there wasn't many people at all who did.
Jay?
Jay Cohen, Associated Press. You said you put the video out to try and tell people, you know, hey, stop and help. Did you have any idea what kind of reaction you were going to get, like all the attention and stuff like that? And can you just share maybe who you've heard from and what kind of response you've gotten from people for the action you took?
Yeah, I didn't expect it to go viral the way it did. You know, literally, I just posted it on my personal Facebook page and my Instagram, my racing page, just kind of showing people, hey, you know, my message I had put out was, hey, guys, like, you know, I saw what happened. I got here. I helped the family get away from it. And, you know, the big thing is make sure if you're going on trips, guys, let's be safe. Make sure your cars are properly maintained. And if you do see something going on, you know, and it's not your vehicle, you know, just stop and help someone. And that was the main message I was trying to put out. Had no clue that it was going to be on NBC Sports, Fox News, USA Today, on the cover on MSN.com, Yahoo, Bing, everything. I was like, all I was doing was just being a decent person. So for me, it just comes from my background, just being in the military. I've seen a lot of things happen, seen a lot of bad situations happen. Being in racing, I've seen a lot of bad situations happen. I just didn't want that to happen to these folks.
Go to Chris.
Yeah, Chris, NineCatchFence.com. Jesse, I want to talk to you about your career as a driver. It's a learning process, been a learning process as you've adapted to the K&N and ARCA and whatnot. What do you see long term? How long will you continue to have a career, or how long do you want to continue to have a career as a driver, and what's your next steps, you think?
Yeah, the big goal with racing is, so for those who don't know, I haven't been racing that long. Most of the drivers you see driving today, yesterday, for the rest of the weekend, a lot of them started driving when they're 5, 6 years old. I didn't start racing until about 3 years ago. Just from my background, just being in the military and stuff, I had to go off and deploy and go on deployments and underway with my ship for plenty of years before I got the opportunity to start pursuing my own personal goals and personal dreams. So, yeah, I've been racing for about 3 years now. Right now I'm racing in ARCA and the K&N series, just kind of part-time between both of them. The end goal is obviously to make it to the top level in NASCAR, but I know that doesn't happen quick. You got to learn a lot. There's people who have 10, 15 years of experience on me, and for me, every time I get on the track, my big thing is just to go out there, learn, try to get just a little bit better every single race, and then eventually I'll get to the point where I can be as competitive as the top guys in the series. Like the folks who were just sitting, you know, in these seats just a little while ago, those guys, I mean, they're good. They're fast. They're really good drivers, have a ton of experience. I want to get to that level, but I know it's only going to take me, you know, first just kind of you know, just knowing my lane, swimming my lane, learning as much as possible every time I get out there, and just learning from the other great drivers that are on the track. So the end goal is to get to the top level, but right now it's just continuing to just kind of chip away race by race.
Now, Jesse, you did race last night, but now your work is not done here this week, and you're also the military ambassador here for Stars and Stripes Weekend. Could you walk us through your role here this weekend as that ambassador?
Yeah, so Chicagoland Speedway gave me the great honor of being their official ambassador this weekend. So they have the Stars and Stripes Weekend going on where they're basically promoting all different kind of military initiatives. This weekend there's going to be a lot of military folks around. There's going to be a really military-type theme around the track with me still being currently in the Navy. You know, it was just a great fit for me to be out here and promote. I'll be doing some social media stuff, some other media engagements, and just really kind of being out here and promoting this whole military-type weekend. So we got July 4th coming up, Independence Day, and you know, with Stars and Stripes Weekend going on, all the great patriotic fans of NASCAR are going to be out here, and I can't wait to engage with them, have fun with them, and really just kind of promote our military and our service members who are out there, you know, serving, whether they're here at home or on deployments. They've given that ultimate sacrifice so that we could be out here on a free weekend. And you know, even last night we had Aaron Topper on our car. He passed away just the other year. He was on deployment, the crazy thing was his last fun event he was at before he left on deployment, his last deployment was he was actually here at Chicagoland Speedway enjoying a race weekend. So he did that. His buddies took him out for a surprise weekend. They went on deployment, and he never made it back. So we had him on the car, and his mom was out here yesterday, and we got to do some cool stuff with his mom and, you know, show her to a good time, and she was really, really appreciative and emotional too, and it really kind of hit home for me because since I've graduated from the Naval Academy, I've had friends, I've had football players that I played with that have passed away. You know, when they go out there and they, you know, we do the things we have to do on deployment, sometimes it's not easy, sometimes they don't make it. Sometimes some of us do make it back here, but then we fight another battle, and that's an internal battle. PTSD, it happens to a lot of us. I have two friends who committed suicide on the same exact day, and you know, very close friends, people I played football with, and it's something I've had to deal with every single day. But you know, their sacrifice they've given so that we could, you know, enjoy freedom and be out here on a great weekend like this, it means a lot. So anyway, I could promote the military and help tracks and NASCAR promote the military in any kind of way, it means a lot to me, and it's something I like to do.
See, we thank you for your time, we thank you for your service, and we thank you for being a tremendous ambassador for our sport. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.